Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent charged in a Minnesota immigration crackdown shooting will be released from custody this morning in Cameron County. Minnesota officials had filed a lawsuit seeking to extradite Christian Castro to face multiple assault charges after authorities say he shot through a door and injured a man earlier this year. However, a federal judge in Brownsville ruled yesterday that Castro could not be held beyond the 90-day limit of his detention, clearing the way for his release. The Port of Houston is forecast to generate $1 trillion in economic impact in 2027, according to port officials. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
America's largest seaport generated more than $980 billion in economic value across the U.S. last year. Port of Houston Chief Strategy Officer Candace Arminoff says the figure is expected to grow next year because of increased shipping.
I think we're kind of seeing an increase in all of our commodity groups, specific to grain and bulk.
Arminoff says expansion plans for the port, including new docks, will continue to grow the potential economic impact.
Our role is to be ready, and I think that we have to look forward to be ready for whatever comes our way.
According to Arminoff, 8 new container cranes are on order, with 10 more to come as the port invests in increasing the number of ships that will be calling on Houston in the coming years. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Fort Bend County Commissioners are considering taking power away from the elected county attorney. News 88.7's Melissa Nahe says if approved, the measure would transfer resources and funding from the county attorney's office to a department controlled by Commissioner's Court.
The proposal comes as Fort Bend County Attorney Bridget Smith Lawson, a Democrat, and Interim County Judge Daniel Wong, a Republican, remain locked in an ongoing legal dispute over Wong's authority to remain in office. Smith Lawson calls the proposal political retaliation that would remove more than half of her staff. Republican Commissioner Andy Myers placed the measure on Thursday's agenda. He says he's had concerns with the county attorney's legal judgment for years. The court leans Republican with a 3-2 split. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Melissa Nahe, News 88.7.
The city of Houston will promise to not annex the Woodlands Township if a $50 million agreement is approved next week. The city would make the commitment in exchange for a series of payments over the next 3 years. Mayor John Whitmire says more than 110,000 residents of the Woodlands rely on city services, even if they don't want to be a part of Houston.
Our issues are flooding. Our public safety does not stop at our city limits, but we also understand the strong feelings of the Woodland Village.
Annexation is a big concern for unincorporated communities near Houston. Annexing Kingwood in 1996, despite strong opposition from many residents, the legislature later required voters to approve annexations in a referendum. And the Astros held on to their half-game lead in the AL West despite a loss to the Yankees yesterday. Final score 9-3.